This country's last chemical weapons stockpile will be destroyed, from Richmond, Kentucky. Stu Johnson of WEKU reports.
The Bluegrass Army Depot has been home to aging chemical munitions for more than a half century. 532 tons of World War II-era rockets and projectiles filled with mustard and nerve agent were stored in grass-covered concrete bunkers.
Good morning, and good morning.
Bluegrass Chemical Activity Commander Rodney McCutcheon greeted media at a bus tour to see how they'll be destroyed. Mustard agent will be placed in a detonation chamber, but it's not an explosive process. High heat renders the munitions tame. A neutralization process followed by a second high-pressure cleaning will be used on the more lethal nerve agent. Two workers donned inflatable suits with gas masks to show how they'll prepare to enter the nerve agent transfer area. At a storage site, Jerry Reeves with the chemical activity crew says weapons will be monitored even before they are moved.
These things are old. Moving them around, in the event it caused a vapor emission, we would know it here. We could get the stuff back inside and take care of it there.
It cost $5 billion for the massive complex needed to destroy the weapons. It will employ more than 1,200 people. Site project manager Jeff Brubaker says intense training is a priority.
Completion of operator training and certification. There will be daily emergency response drills that will be performed. At the end of April, we'll perform a two-week integrated operation demonstration.
An international treaty requires disposal of chemical munitions. Brubaker says up to six treaty representatives will be on site throughout the process. The Army first proposed disposing of these chemical weapons in 1984, but it wanted to burn them. That was met by vocal opposition from local citizens. Some 90,000 people live in the central Kentucky county. Over time, neutralization was determined to be the best option. Craig Williams, who co-chairs a Citizens Advisory Board, says he's excited to finally be at what he called the eve of getting rid of the weapons.
We've moved from a period of controversy and antagonism to a period of cooperation and transparency between the community and the military.
At a nearby park, Richmond resident Tiffany Justice and her 11-month-old daughter, Aria, spend time in the playground. She says she's glad the munitions are going to be gone in a few years.
I mean, it's a very family-oriented area, so I think not having to worry about that is very nice.
Destruction of the munitions begins this June. The entire stockpile is scheduled to be eliminated by the end of 2023, at which point the U.S. will no longer have any stored chemical weapons. For NPR News, I'm Stu Johnson in Richmond, Kentucky.